systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to Jamhole. Today is Wednesday, December 29th, 2010. My name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And this is episode 441. The Wednesday night
fucking one
show. The Jamhole.com/live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. That's where you can watch these at. Make sure you're subscribed in iTunes. Give us a rating, review. It takes a sec. Helps us tremendously. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for joining us. It's Wednesday. Hey.
Hey.
Who got a fucking shitload of snow?
We did.
Holy
crap, dude.
Holy shit.
Okay, this morning I had to call into work, all right? And I thought that it wasn't going to be covered, and so I was really sick, wasn't feeling good, and I was like, dude, I'm going to come in anyway, because if no one's going to be there, I have to be there, you know. And I was on my way out, and as soon as I fucking grabbed the door handle to go to the outside, my boss told me that he got someone to cover me, and I was like, yes. And I looked outside, and it was just dumping. And
yeah.
Then it continued dumping snow all fucking day. And when I got in my car, or when I went outside to, you know, my car's been sitting all day, I haven't gone anywhere, and I go to get in it today to come here, and I had to fucking wade through like a foot and a half, 2 feet of snow and get that all off my car, dude.
Guess
my
who was out?
Toes were numb driving here.
Guess who was out driving in all of that?
You were.
This guy. Guess where I had to go today?
Poulsen, right?
Yes. If you saw, you followed my tweets. I actually, the jamhole.com/Twitter, that's the Twitter account, and the, I think, twitter.com/DannyGirl. Something is hers.
No, it's
On the site. Just it's on the site.
I think it's the jamhole.com/Danny is my Twitter.
Right.
Yes.
But you're at, okay. So I took a little HD video on the Droid X of like the whiteout because I could not see anything, and it was Poulsen. If you don't know, it's about 50 miles highway and all that, and it was so like white out, snow blinding. Deep, like the road wasn't
plowed
yet.
Yeah, you have to wear
yet.
Sunglasses sometimes,
dude,
doing that shit, man. It hurts.
There was almost a foot of snow on the road, like in places where it wasn't plowed. It was fucking nuts, dude. And I get up there and I'm doing my shit, and every single stop I went to, people were like, "Where are you going back to when you're done?" I'm like, "Kalispell."
Mm-hmm.
They're like, "Oh, you better hurry. We hear they're gonna close the roads."
Oh my god!
I was like,
dude.
"Are you
you're
fucking?"
Like, no!
No, I cannot. And as soon as they said that, like instantly in my mind, I'm like going over all of the ways that we can still do a podcast. So I'm like, I have my netbook with me. I don't have a camera, but my netbook's got one. I can call in and we can do it that way. And all this shit. I was like, fuck, I don't want to be stuck in Poulsen all night.
Dude, that
in the snow.
Suck.
And then have to drive back tomorrow morning.
Uh-huh.
And then get to work and then go out in clothes. And
dude,
I was, oh,
have
not,
you ever had that happen?
No. No.
That would, oh my
almost
god.
Almost a few times, but I've been able to get through, like, on the passes when they close the pass and stuff. But, and, like, it was freaking me out because everybody was like, you're going to get stranded here. You better, they're closing Jetty Hill and all that.
Oh
and I'm
my
like,
god.
Fuck. So I
it
called.
It was dumping hard.
Yeah,
so.
It definitely was. So I call the office and I'm like, am I going to be stuck here? Because I don't. And they called and they're like, The cops have gotten lots of calls about wrecks and stuff, but they're not closing any roads. I was like, are you sure? Because everyone up here keeps telling me that they are. And they're like, yeah, no.
Have you ever had, like, when you have a route to do and whatnot, have you got in there and set up for your route and shit and found out that a road was closed and you couldn't get to that area?
No, not really.
No? I would figure
because I have
would.
A four-wheel drive truck. And
yeah, but if the road's closed, four-wheel drive or what, they're
well,
not
right.
letting you through.
But yeah, that's never happened. And this is Montana. Like, we have plows and all that shit. It was a lot. And they plow, and, like, it's covered, like, 10 minutes later.
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of freaking, because everyone...
You're like, shit!
Everyone's
shit.
Saying that. I guess it was all just rumors. And so I go to, on my way to my next stop, And I come around this corner, and there's a snowplow stuck.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, the fucking snowplow is stuck? What am I doing out here? Like,
no
you
shit.
Are supposed to be plowing this foot and a half of snow I'm driving through on this road that you can't see where the road ends and the ditch begins because it's all flat because of how much snow there was.
Yeah.
Fences pretty much covered.
So quiet.
It was drifting.
So quiet.
It was ridiculous.
I love
and
that.
So, like, I stop and I'm watching the plow. He's got chains on. He's just stuck. And he's rocking it back and forth. And I'm like, you want me to pull you out? And he, like, totally starts laughing. He's like, let's hope not. And he finally, you know, rocked it and shit and got it out. And I was like, so are there any roads being closed? He's like, I don't know. My radio's broken. I'm like, okay, cool, thanks. And, like, I kept trying to turn. And there was so much snow that, like, I kept going straight into the ditch. Like, the truck would not turn. And it was terrible.
Dude, okay. The only thing I actually like about the snow is that when I went outside to smoke today on the deck at my uncle's house, he lives on the second story of a building, and he has this little deck or whatever. I go outside, and I'm standing there, and it is just desolate.
Yeah.
Like, just
quiet.
So quiet.
Snow. I love it in the winter because everything is so quiet.
Sound. It just takes it away.
That's definitely
so
nice.
It was so calming.
And even on my way to work this morning, there was a big propane truck in the ditch. And, like, all day, there was just cars in ditches all day. Like, tow trucks today made fucking bank, dude. They made so much money, I bet.
Yeah, probably.
There was so many cars in the ditches and accidents and wrecks.
There's people that, you know, that's all they do for a living is they snowplow, and they have their on season and their off season. And you know what? Their on season pays for their off season because it's that fucking big, dude. That's what our guy does that plows Fat Boys' parking lot and shit out.
Yeah.
You know, that's all he does is he plows. And I think he said he runs equipment or something like that during the year if need be. But that's all he does is fucking plow.
Oh, dude. I was at Rap and Roll this morning, as I tend to do. Holla, Rap and Roll Kalispell.
All right.
There was a cop in there, sheriff. And, like, we're kind of bullshitting. And I'm like, so what kind of laptop you got in that thing? I'm like, you got a Panasonic Toughbook? He's like, no, we got these shitty Dells, and they're like, you know, the budget's really low right now and all this. And he says to me, I hate having this in the car, but the department insists that we text and drive.
What?
His words.
Dude.
And I was like, but
oh my God.
I was like, but how do you arrive alive? If you text and drive. Like, I saw a sign that says don't if you want to arrive
and drive,
alive.
Arrive alive.
Right. So how would you, if you're texting and driving, how do you? And then I tell him about that story that we did on the show. I didn't tell him about the show or anything, but I'm like, we did a story about a cop that ran a red light and killed that motorcyclist, remember? And the motorcyclist family is suing the company of the software because they say that when the car's moving, the software shouldn't allow you to be texting and all that. But it just, it blew my mind that, like, the department, his words are, they text and drive. They want us to text and drive. Like,
that's
I know you're
fucked,
cops
dude.
And you're trained, but I don't know about that. I don't know how good that is.
That's no good.
I thought that was
dude.
So awesome, though, that he was like, they want us to tell you, I hate this
That's
fucking
stupid,
thing.
Man.
He was the funniest sheriff. I would love to have him on the show. He was so fucking funny. Just
really?
So, there's this, dude, a car pulled up.
Is he
and this,
older, or?
Probably a little older than me. Probably more Mike's age. But, dude, this car rolls up, and this pretty girl gets out, and there's obviously her boyfriend, a gentleman in the passenger seat on his Droid X playing a game. She gets out, real pretty girl, jacket on. She had these, like, little stiletto boots on, right? And it's dumping snow and shit. And she comes in. We don't really think anything of it. And she goes outside, and she pops the hood of the car and is, like, putting in windshield wiper fluid or going to do that. And the cop, like, sees this, and he's like, what the fuck? Like, why is the guy sitting in the car? In, I mean, it's blizzarding, you know? She's out there in stilettos, like, doing the, like, he
oh
goes
God.
Out there.
He's like, hey.
And, like, totally, like, looks at the dude sitting in the car and glares him.
There's a dude in the car now?
Yeah, no,
finger?
That's the whole point of this.
Oh
like, her boy was in the passenger seat on his
like
Droid X. On his Droid X playing a game, because I saw him when I got out. He was playing a game on his Droid X.
Good job, sir.
And so the cop rolls out there, ice grills this
fool. Not helping your woman in stilettos. Takes, fucking popping the hood and putting shit in. Dude,
takes the windshield wiper fluid from her, opens the hood, and, like, puts it in, all the while, like, holding it kind of up and, like, kind of looking, like, and then totally checking her out, though. It was so funny, dude. He comes in, he's like, God, what a piece of shit, that guy. Like, what? Oh, good stuff. Did you know we have a forums? Thejamhole.com/forums? You've been
dude,
on there lately?
You know what? I know that. I know that.
Now that you have a netbook, we can expect to see a little more of you on there.
I haven't seen a whole lot of anybody really.
Haven't
doing a
seen
whole
much
lot
of
action,
me on there.
So
I know.
I kind of wait. I was going to post another recipe the other day, but I did not.
You guys need to get on that. Thejamhole.com/forums. That's the community. That and the Facebook group. Hey, catching up to the hotbox.
Yes, we are.
Like 50 more people.
Like
and we'll pass
I
the hotbox.
I started doing that.
Everyone.
On my Facebook, I invited everyone that was
nice.
Not grayed out already, that was already, you know, affiliated with us. I was like, hey. Check my shit out. I talk shit. Here, have at it. And I think quite a few joined since you said that we got some more numbers. So that's good. I did that on Monday. So, fuck yeah.
Oh, Burger says Danny posted some naked pics on the forums. So there you go.
No, I didn't, dude.
You're an idiot. Well, so much for getting people to the site. Anyway, so let's talk about the hot girl effect.
You can hope and wish.
Have you ever heard of the hot girl effect?
Yes.
This is the hot chicks room. Boom-ch.
Boom-ch.
This is from Sir DG. The hot girl effect in networking. I thought this was pretty interesting. And we all know the hot girl effect. Like, when a chick is super hot, like, the hotter a chick gets, the more guys will be attracted to her. But then there's a breaking point where the chick is so hot, guys are attracted to her, but they won't pursue it because mm-hmm. they think she's out of her league. So that's the hot girl effect.
Yes.
Right. Once a girl passes a certain degree of hotness, the amount of guys hitting on her drops dramatically. Why? Because they assume that she is not in their league, so they don't bother. This could mean that getting a date for a guy with a very hot girl could be easier than one with a merely hot girl. Think about it. It's a bit silly, but there is a grain of truth to it. It also is very true in networking. My friend William was recently telling me about a networking event he went to at our college. There, he says, he met the CFO of Goldman Sachs, perhaps the best investment bank and a very large, prestigious company. To his surprise, the CFO was quite friendly, and they stayed in touch. Yet, no one else took that initiative. It's the hot girl effect, but with a... It's the rich, successful dude effect.
Uh-huh. Yep. He's too good for me. I ain't going over there.
Everyone else thought...
Let me just look really hot and get his attention.
Everyone else thought, holy crap, that's the CFO of Goldman fucking Sachs. There's no way he would want to talk to me. And so they all missed the opportunity to meet someone very influential. What this means is that in networking, you shouldn't be too intimidated by the people at the top of a field. Yes, you absolutely must give them the respect that they deserve and appreciate their accomplishments, but being too intimidated to make moves means you'll miss an opportunity.
Right.
Let's say a hypothetical opportunity that maybe...
You gotta have confidence. You gotta just walk up and be like, yo.
Maybe Odokta comes on the jam hole because I took the initiative. I wasn't like, man, he's so famous. Well, he's not that famous. You're pretty famous. But you're not like super, like Goldman Sachs.
Right.
You're not gold. Anyway.
Okay.
So I take the initiative to send a Twitter message. And I'm like, yo, Odokta, we do a podcast. Would love to have you on the show. And he writes back, hey, let's do it. That was taking the initiative. See, that's what you got to do.
Well, I don't know. I guess some people are just scared. Just kind of into themselves. Kind
yeah.
of, you know.
But do you think about that? Like, in dating, though, like, it is completely, if, unless a guy just completely doesn't give a fuck, you generally won't go up to
right.
a girl that you're attracted to if she is, like, over a certain, you know, range
yeah.
of hotness.
Yeah, I kind of did the same shit, like, you know, back in school, you had your most popular guy, and
right,
your most
right,
popular
right.
girl, and all that shit, and, one of these, this was back in, like, middle school, okay? In down south, we had, you know.
Down south.
hey, go fuck yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We had, you know, you had elementary school that was 1 through 5th, and you had middle school, which was 6th through 8th, and then you had high school, which is 9th through 12th.
Right.
So, middle school, right?
For those of you that have never been to school.
Well, no, up here they do it all fucking weird. It's ridiculous. I don't even know. I had to go to remedial school because it wasn't cool for me.
Right.
But, but in middle school, dude, there is this guy, and I'm not going to say his name because he...
Sure,
because
he's
Facebook.
On your Facebook.
Right? He totally went to be friends with me way later on in life.
Shit.
Like, not too long ago either. Like, just a few months ago, he friended me on Facebook, and I was like,
right.
Huh.
Huh, interesting. Was his profile picture a picture of a baby?
No, he doesn't have a kid, which is...
Whoa.
Cool, yeah.
Really?
He's doing what I wanted to do, the fucking asshole. He runs charters, fishing charters.
No shit.
Gulf. Yeah.
Just fucking stuck with him.
He wasn't like that back then at all.
Burger
yeah,
says
he was just hot.
Is this Danny's first sex story?
Hot, no.
No. Packy Rambo says, well, I'm kind of hot, so no girls out of my league. I'm kind of like the guy, but the girl goes on with herself. I don't know what that means.
Okay, well, see, that's the kind of attitude that you need to have, but not so full force. You know what I mean? You got to have an attitude
not
enough
so
to where...
Not so full sex.
Right. Not like walking up to the bitch and be like, yo, I'm fucking sexy. You're sexy.
Like unzipping your pants
you
and rolling cock out
right,
onto the
like,
bar.
Hey, I don't know if you know, but I have a dick, right?
I would like to present you my cock.
Right. Ta-da!
What you feel you need to do with it.
So I had a crush on this guy for a long time in middle school because I thought he was so fucking hot. But he was dating the most popular
the
chick
cheerleader.
In school, right?
So you killed her.
No.
Oh.
This chick,
that
she
been
was
a
the
much
most popular
better.
Because she had the biggest rack I had ever seen on a middle schooler. I swear to God, it was ridiculous. What the fuck was her name? Something Coons. And it looked like somebody like punched her in the lip. But other than that... So they were dating, and they were like homecoming queen and king and all that stupid shit and all that dumb crap, and I never fucking go to those things. I'm an art geek and stuff. I don't fucking, you know, I date the, like, goth kids.
Hipsters.
You know? And
we call them homosexuals.
It was really cool. One day, he came up to me, and he asked me out, and I was like, what? Really? Are you kidding me? And we dated for, like, 3 days. And then he dumped me to go back to that other girl. And from that point on, I was like, you know what? I just don't dig those fucking self-indulgent hot guys, dude. I don't like that attitude. I will not fucking do that ever again.
Do you think it was a bet he lost and they were like...
Oh, was it one of those?
We're going to make him find the most raggedy-ass fucking bitch-ass just dude-looking chick we can possibly find.
Oh, God.
Hey, Dana, want to go out on a date? On
I was
a bro
not the
date?
Most raggedy chick that they could
I
find,
know.
Trust
You're beautiful.
Me.
You're a beautiful flower.
In seventh grade, I had a fucking D-rack.
You're a gentle flower.
D.
Burger says, is 3 days really dating?
Hmm? No, not at
that's
all,
kinda,
really.
Well,
I went to his house and got in his pool. And
until you touch cock.
Stole his shirt.
That's not really dating.
Right.
Did you, I mean, it can be through the pants. Just
no,
any,
in the pool, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. But you know,
the water was touching his cock, and you were in the water, so therefore, I was all yeah.
So yeah, it was, you know, I didn't have the confidence back then to go up to that guy, and you know, I didn't really know him that well. He was a real jock type dude, and later on, I find out that he's a real big dick too. You know, like he was really full of himself, thought he could fucking do anything and everything, get away with it. He was really wealthy, so that was a problem. You know, a part of his attitude issue. And you know, I remember going through that and just telling myself, I'm like, I will never fucking date dudes like that ever again. Never.
And have you?
Never. Nope.
Nice.
Never dated another fucking
I'm totally
like,
not like that.
No.
At all.
No. Well, you are pretty full of yourself, but you're not you're not like
goes with
you're
the territory
the jock type of
it's
deal.
Not
you
my
know,
fault.
You have a very unique personality and I'm attracted
Can
to
you
that,
do a podcast so. And not be full of yourself? I don't think that popped. Get out of here.
We're full of ourselves enough.
Have you seen my face all over the internet? Look at my Buzz, Tumblr, Posterous, Twitter, Facebook
MySpace,
pages,
whatever.
Facebook groups, MySpace, SoundCloud, YouTube, Google account. Did I mention that? Anyway, do you think that, like, back in the caveman days, it was like that? And, like, the caveman was like, man, I really want to go up to this hot chick and just bust her over the head and, like, drag her home. But I think she's just out of my league. And so they go with a chick that's, like, you know, maybe a step down instead.
Well, yeah.
And then they bust her over the head and drag her back to the cave.
Well, yeah. Actually, I had that happen.
God, life would be so much easier that way.
You know, with when I had chick friends and stuff, and we would hang out in school or whatever, and, you know, I would be the hotter one, and this other chick would be the lesser hotter one, or vice versa, or whatever.
Sure, sure.
The dudes that would approach. No, the dudes that would approach would usually go for the lesser. And, or they would, you know, look and see who's dating who and all that shit.
I love the chat right now. Sexy
I know,
bum,
it's amusing.
Sexy Bum says, ask Danny if she likes British people. Danny says, I do, just not their teeth. Jesus Christ, dude.
Sorry. Well, they were being kind of off, so I can
pick
be
up
a off.
Fucking toothbrush. Jesus Christ. Would it kill you?
No yuck mouth, please.
Come on.
My teeth are fucked, but they don't look like shit.
Yeah. They're like a tree that looks, you know, pretty solid, but, like, if you tap it, you go all the way through, you know?
Right?
It's like that. Looks real good. Looks great, but, man, just don't chew with
just don't
them.
Don't touch it. Don't look at
or
it.
Or touch them.
Don't go anywhere near
or
it. It's cool.
Don't touch them with your tongue when you're kissing. Just keep
you
your
totally
tongue in your
do.
Mouth.
You're like,
just keep my tongue in my mouth.
You don't. You keep your tongue in my vagina.
That's true.
That's nice.
So, actually, this DG goes on to say, I found that the more successful and accomplished people are, typically, it seems like the more humble and friendly they are. Additionally, they tend to appreciate the value of networking and make an effort to meet new people. After all, they made it to the top by having a good attitude, working hard, and likely networking. Hence, they're more likely to want to connect with people. What this all means is that successful and accomplished people are a lot like very hot girls. They can have way to tie it all together. They can have their pick of the many people interested in them, yet many times you may be too intimidated to make a move, so to speak, and this isn't necessarily a good thing. Be humble, be friendly, and say something. Maybe find some of the top people in your field and give them an email. You lose nothing and could well gain a lot. Word to that. The hot girl effect and networking. What's up?
What's up?
So. Do you want to talk about...
Not really. I told you not to.
Do you live...
I'm not even going to bring it up now. But I'll get a little snippy with you.
Will you?
I will. If you want...
Is this going to affect whether or not we coitus tonight?
No. Well, not as long as you know...
No, we're not
make
fucking.
Up for it. You
either
be really
way.
Sweet and okay. be the man... You know, be the good man that I
can
know
I,
you are and can be.
Can I read you a text message?
I'll read you the actual
can
text
I read you?
The one I forwarded to you is the actual text message I got.
I will read you a text message. So, I'm driving to Polson in the blizzard, and I get a text message from Dana. Forward.
Oh, yeah?
Quote.
Quote. I don't like this.
Matt Lee, fuck like a champ. Eat shit, Dana. This carved in the ladies' middle stall at the Bulldog. Oh, thank you very much. Woo! Round of applause for this guy. No? I thought that was the coolest fucking thing. I am.
You got the compliment. I got the eat shit part. So
that is
I wasn't
true.
Totally down with that. I'm like, who the fuck is this bitch? And does she want her face rubbed in asphalt? Because I'll do that.
Right. And that's maybe that wasn't very nice. But hey, I'm bathroom stall famous now. I fuck
I'm
like
gonna
a champ.
I'm going to make you not bathroom
do
stall
I?
Famous.
Now,
tomorrow.
Is there any credence to this? Do I indeed fuck like a champ?
You
or
do
is
fuck
this...
like a champ.
Okay.
We
so,
fuck like
so
champ.
So she's not, whoever this chick is, isn't lying.
No, she's okay. Not lying. But I wonder.
Fuck, eat, what does
I
it
bet
say?
You,
eat shit Dana?
Yeah. I bet you it wasn't as good as our sex, because when we come together, we
that
have
so
amazing
brilliant.
Sex. So.
Okay, so.
You might fuck like a champ, but we fuck like all stars.
You were like, what the fuck is this? This
Are you
going to
read
great.
My text messages word for word, Joseph? What's up?
I said, haha, what? You said, dude, what the hell is that? My friend I used to work with just sent me that. And I said, I said, someone carved that I fuck like a champ at the bathroom stall? That's pretty awesome.
I was like, no, dude, it is not.
You were like, dude, that totally is not awesome. And I was like, no, that... Trust me, that's so awesome.
No, it's not.
And I was like, do you have a picture of it?
I know. I couldn't believe that. I'm like, what? You're what? No, dude.
I want.
I'm going to go fucking erase that shit. Carve that out.
And so you say, did you not read it? Some bitch carved that into a stall. I'm a little mad. And I said, oh, you're mad? Are you serious? And you said, and it said, fuck you, Dana. That's why I'm mad. It said, fuck you, Dana, and that's why I'm mad. I'm not mad that you fuck. Everyone knows Matt fucks like a champ. I'm mad that you said, eat shit, Dana, at the end, just in spite.
Yeah, because now little, you said spite. What was I saying?
That was a
it
little.
It was written in spite.
That was
Either
a little
somebody
unnecessary.
Somebody wants what I have, which is too bad for you, bitch. And, or I think it was. You know, back when we had split up and someone you had gotten together with and she had possibly carved that in the wall.
That's what Burger says. Which one of Matt's exes did that?
It probably happened right after we got back together because that girl was pretty mad that you did that. I heard the phone call.
I don't know.
I heard the conversation. You even walked downstairs to get away from me to talk to her, break up with her over the phone. She was pretty mad.
I said, yeah, that's weird, but whatever. I'm kind of famous now. Haha, I want a picture of it. You said, dude, that's not cool. Why the fuck would someone do that? I bet it was blank. And so, do you want to hear some more text messages?
I would like
So I texted blank, and I was like, I was like, did you happen to write something on a bathroom stall by chance?
And this is the place that she hangs out, too. You know, so this is why I thought of her immediately, and she's the only one that was like, really, you know, you and her were doing whatever while we were kind of get together. You know, that's the only reason I thought of her. But that's the only person I would think that would be like, eat shit, Dana. Ha, I got your man type of deal. You know, that's...
So I sent her that, right? You know what I got back? Who is this? Oh. Heartbroken. Who's this? The man that fucks like a champ. That's who this is. Shit. I said, Matt, she said, lol, that's pretty random, but no, I'm not the tagger type. Why? And I said, because someone wrote something and Dana thought it was you. I thought it was weird. And she says, haha, well, yay for her. I haven't been out even last time was for the wake and the day after for another friend's birthday. But
I
no,
was saying it was
I,
recently.
Listen, I still have no quarrel with either of you, so whatevs, I guess. If she's that desperate for a reason to dislike me some more, let her do whatever she needs to. I have moved on. Wish she'd do the same. Hey, she's moved on. Why can't you do the
she's
same?
She's trying to play the high and mighty card. Dude, I don't fucking care. I haven't cared. I haven't done anything about it. I haven't been my normal self and went and fucking killed her or anything.
No, I know.
So,
I was actually very impressed at how you handled this. You only accused me of cheating once, to which I said, are you fucking kidding me?
Well, I just had to ask.
I don't know. That's,
it's just
I give you one.
It was insinuated.
You got one.
If it's insinuated, I'm going to ask.
No, it wasn't Matt fucks like a champ because he was cheating
on
Dana.
It
was.
Listen to me.
Really?
Matt fucks like a champ, eat shit, Dana. That sounds like I fucked your man, haha.
I fucked your man, not necessarily maybe being, you know, while someone was together.
Right, but it sounds like I fucked
that's
your
not,
man,
I don't
haha.
Know. I think
so
that's reading.
So that's why I asked. And the only reason why she came up is because that's where she hangs out.
She hangs she out all over the
drunk,
place. All over the place.
And she probably, if she did carve it, she probably don't even fucking remember it.
Probably not.
She gets wasted.
Pretty wasted.
And
I think she's sober
she's
now,
the only
so
one
hey.
That was, you know, she was, I think she was the only one that could have been mad at me like that. You know, because I did take you right back. Because you might. But, you know, that's the only reason. The other girls, if you, I don't know who the fuck you slept with other than her, but.
Everybody. No.
Oh, yeah. But, like, they didn't really have any idea who I was, really. They had no reason to be mad at me whatsoever. You know, and I didn't have you know, that's the only reason she came to mind. I'm not looking for, if you listen to the show still, I am not looking for a reason to dislike you.
And then check this out.
I just dislike you.
To really solidify it, and Jesus, how many months ago was our very brief fling? Seriously?
You were in love.
I just wish,
bitch.
Listen, I just wish she'd get over herself. I have, and I've moved on.
Your
the
fling?
End.
Bitch, you were in love and head over heels with my man.
Whoa.
Fling.
That's,
wow.
Okay, that's jealousy there.
Because
you
told
man
me.
With, you were in love with my man, and look, you can't have
well,
him.
Well, she's calling it a
now
fling.
Now he fucks me like a champ.
Well, no, that's belittling to you, broseph.
I fuck everybody like a chimp. I am equal opportunity.
No, you're an idiot. You're not listening to me. Stop smoking pot,
on.
You fucking retard. Listen to me. The belittling part to you
pot.
Is saying that how long ago was our little fling, our short-lived fling?
Right, yeah.
Okay, that's belittling to you. Because
well,
I know for a fact that she said she loved you, and she was like into you like that, you know?
People say
that's kinda
that.
That's kind of harsh.
No, because I also heard from other people that she wasn't, and that's fine. It's,
really?
It's cool, yeah. So
but you just said that and didn't mean it? That's not cool.
I don't know. I hear a lot of, like, totally opposite stories. I hear a lot, like, with that she's involved in.
Someone in the chat just called me fat. I hate you, by the way.
Someone found a button.
Have you never? No, you haven't. Matt sees me naked constantly. Trust me, I'm nowhere near fat.
Yeah.
Broseph.
And no, she's
I
on
have
the
very
top.
Fat titties.
But, very curvaceous.
No, dude,
very
I am not
nice.
Looking for a reason to hate this girl. Okay,
okay
I don't
well,
fucking
let's move
care
on.
Anymore. That's the only reason. Yeah. I haven't even thought about this girl or talked about her at all.
Until someone carved Matt
someone,
fucks like
someone,
a champ. Eat shit, damn.
Someone I don't even talk to anymore hardly texts me and says, hey, this is carved in a bathroom stall, just giving you the heads up. And I immediately thought her.
Sex.
I'm sorry.
Sexy bum wants you to show them then.
Oh, Jesus.
Do you have, are there boobs? Can you show us? Are there some boobs? What do you got? What do you got under there? Whoa! Those are definitely, yeah, definitely boobs. That's why you want to catch
no
the live
fat.
Show.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fat free. Pretty fat free.
Stacked, broseph.
There
I'm
you go.
A brick. Then, house.
Now the.
Mighty, mighty.
The jam hole. Thejamhole.com/donate. Thank you.
Whew.
So, do you live in one of America's drunkest cities? Hmm. You might think so that we do here, perhaps. We have a list of the 40 drunkest cities in the U.S. using the average number of drinks consumed per person in a month. Here's the top 10. Are you ready? Number 10, San Diego, Cali.
Ah, I could see that.
Uh-huh.
Definitely.
Number 9, Anchorage, Alaska. It's kind of weird from Cali all the way to...
Sexy Bum is begging me to show again, and he's offering to pay over PayPal. If you do it over PayPal and I see that email come in that you paid, I will show you that again.
Sure.
You know, I'll do the show with my shirt off if you do that. If you fucking pay at least $20, I'll do that.
Thejamhole.com/donate.
And I will do the rest of the show with my shirt off.
$20, rest
of the
shirt.
And every time I laugh, just know my titties jiggle.
Rest of the shirt topless.
Dun, dun, dun.
Rest of the show topless. Okay.
Rest of the shirt what?
Thank you. Number number 9, Anchorage, Alaska. Okay. Number 8, Boston. Boston, Massachusetts. Fucking Boston. Bunch of drunks. Number 7, Omaha, Nebraska. There's probably absolutely...
Well, in Nebraska, I can just see drinking to keep warm. Fucking freezing.
Probably nothing else to do but drink. Number 6, Burlington, Vermont. They're very prestigious drinkers there. Real pinky up kind of crowd. Number 5, Reno, Nevada. No shit. Number 4, Austin, Texas. No shit. Number 3, San Francisco. Now, is it weird that people in Frisco drink way more than people in Diego? That seems kind of
maybe.
I guess Frisco probably
well,
has.
Well, that's how you get gay. I guess you know, you
right?
Get too much
drunk,
in you,
woke
you,
up, butt like, hey. Hurts. Friend next to you, like holding, consoling you.
Did he donate?
No.
Oh, just checking.
He's
okay.
Not going to donate.
If you donate, totally
okay,
will.
Okay, well,
if not,
it's on the table. Fargo, North Dakota, at number one, all the way, sporkroast.com, Red Fox, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Is it because that's where all of the beer is made?
Maybe.
Milwaukee.
Probably.
So this guy...
Oh, we got to go to a beer tasting. No wine tastings here, just beer.
Yeah, right? this is a Gawker article. He says, so most of those make sense. Boston, obviously. The Midwest, clearly. But San Fran? That seems odd. I guess you have to factor in all the fancy wine and fruity cocktails consumed at summer garden parties. Awesome. Everyone in Frisco is gay, you see. Otherwise, America's gay lagoon doesn't strike me as very drinky city. Awesome. New Orleans comes in at a surprisingly low 25. That's just because they drink a shitload, but it's on like 1 week, right? And the rest of the time, people are just hungover. So you get all your drinking done in
that. This little town would be in there somewhere. Because, dude, people here drink... Oh, much. It's ridiculous, dude. There's people at my work that come in every single goddamn day of the week and that drive from fucking Marion and shit, like way out, that come into town and make a stop there every day at fucking 11 o'clock in the morning when we open just to drink. And they'll sit there for hours and drink and just drink. Some of them... They're really good regulars and they know the owner, and so they walk through the kitchen because they park in the back. So I've actually had to walk some of the regulars out, you know, like taking their arm over my shoulders and putting my arm around their back and walking them out to their vehicle so they do not bust their ass. Stop drinking. Are you paying attention? Or
stop
are you doing
drinking.
What I do?
Bust
sometimes?
An ass on the snow. I love watching people do that. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, it's great. But, you know, I try to help.
So. You know what's weird? Vegas came in at 35.
Really?
They don't. Well, are people just spun
on
drugs blow
in Vegas.
And
all right.
Hookers and
who the
right.
fuck wants beer when you can have blow? Because I don't want beer if I can have blow.
Pretty much. So, it's almost New Year's. Are we doing a New Year's show? Are we going to have a little New Year's Eve party?
I think we should.
Jam hole style?
I think we should.
Maybe see if we can talk Sandy into bringing the volcano over.
Because that's going to do me a lot of good, but go ahead.
No, that's going to do me a lot of good.
Sure.
We get some blow.
Yes.
Get some booze.
Sure.
Get some shrooms.
Blow.
Get some pills, a little heroin.
Some blowing pills, and I'll be great.
A whole lot of pot.
Just blowing pills, I'm good.
Pot blowing pills. And I'm good.
Crush up some pills with your blow and do like this fucking awesome
party time
ball thing.
So Friday, if you're local, get a hold of me, 406-848-1739. Text me, whatever. And we'll party. We'll be here. We'll try and start so we can stream through the new year. It'll be a good time. So yeah, thejamhole.com/live. So got any New Year's resolutions? I noticed I gave you an opportunity, a door opened for you to get a little more blog FaceTime at thejamhole.com, where our show notes, that's basically our blog there. You can see what was talked about in each episode and a little intro written by, the last one was by Red Fox. I write them mostly. And Dana wrote one. Yeah, what are your New Year's resolutions? Maybe lose a little weight there, Chubbs?
Yeah, I'm so
little
fat,
chubster.
Dude. I need to like
you
drop
little fucking,
like 100 pounds, bro. So
you chubby little pork fuck.
Oh my god, I'm like pushing 220, okay?
She's huge,
oh
dude.
Oh my god.
I hate myself every morning I wake up next to that. That fucking fat train wreck
oh
of shit.
Yep, so fat. That's, yeah.
I mean, I fuck like a champ. I should be fucking champ-rated women. Not this fucking... this mess. Anyway, what's your, you know, my New Year's resolution is
what?
To be a little nicer to you next year. I'm gonna make a concerted effort.
You've been being good lately.
I try.
That's been nice, but
that's been nice.
I know, honestly, seriously,
it's
I'm
nice when my
that.
It's nice when the love of my life is nice to me.
Yeah, seriously, Am I fat, baby?
No.
Thank you. I'm actually, shit, even when I was a little heftier, I did not even look hefty.
Therefore, I am fat. People are like, damn, how can you be so skinny yet so fat?
Like,
and I'm like, I know.
I used to be on the depot shot quite a few years back, and I got up to like 190 some pounds. And even when I would, you know, I knew I was bigger and I didn't like it, but a lot of people didn't believe me when I told them how much I weigh. They were like, that's ridiculous. You look a lot smaller.
You
and even when
so
I tell
much
them how
fatter.
Much I weigh now, they look at me like, that's ridiculous.
These cameras actually add about 50 pounds.
Oh.
The HD does. I think yours adds about 20.
Well, I'm 135 pounds, so fucking take it or leave it, man. That's what I am.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it to the bank.
And
cash that
I
shit
spread
in.
That out quite nicely, I think.
It does.
I'm not
it's,
built like a 110
it's more,
pound twig, bro. So.
It's more focused right here in
yes.
the boob area and then in the back. What is that called? The trunk?
My padonk.
The durier.
My honky donk, padonk, donk.
Oh,
yeah.
So,
shut my mouth.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions? And, I mean, we'll talk about this more on Friday, perhaps.
So, what were you saying about my show notes? I actually did write
show
notes.
Oh, yeah, you wrote something about
I was kind of, you know, focusing on the fact that we have a new year coming in.
Were you watching 2012?
No, I was watching Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, nice. Anyway, nice.
Love those movies.
Getting ready for the new one?
Yeah.
Shit, yeah.
Super stoked.
Johnny Depp in 3D.
Oh, dude, he's playing in another movie, too.
Yeah.
He's some lizard
he
thing.
He plays in a lot of movies.
He's going to be some lizard thing, like some animated. He's like the voice.
So.
But, no, I was kind of focusing on the fact that we have a new year coming up, all that crap, and the fact that 2012, if we're all going to die or whatever, that we really only have 2 years
hold
left
on.
To live.
We need to. I need you to clarify something for me before this relationship can continue any further.
Uh-huh.
Will anything happen in 2012 like that?
I don't
know. Cataclysmic?
The Mayan calendar will end.
Right. Is that going to have any ramifications for the rest of us living here in reality at
Maybe
all?
That's when God's going to come back. And
okay, can you not be a sarcastic cunt for just 1 second?
No. This is the jam hole. Do you think I'm going to be serious with you right now?
Is that what it's like talking to me?
Yes.
Holy fucking Christ, dude. I want to kill myself right now.
Oh, God.
So, you know, like...
I honestly... No, I don't believe
it. And next year, you also know that the Jam Hole is going to sponsor a... what do you call it? It's basically going to be a big, giant bin that people that know in their heart of hearts that it's the end, they can bring all of their stuff and put it in that bin, and then I will take it and give it to people that need it, like me. We're going to do that. Do you know how many people are for real, like, freaked that something's going to happen? And then out of that many people, how many people you can totally talk into being like, well, you can't take it with you. We have a bomb shelter, so we'll be safe or whatever when the planet explodes.
Yeah, dude.
And
okay.
Fucking L. Ron Hubbard comes down on his Dianetics and picks us all up and brings us to Xenu. The end. Happy ending.
So
we're going to do that. So send your stuff, thejamhole.com/PO Box.
So I was talking about, you know, things about what normal people usually do around this time of year. They make, you know, shallow promises to themselves, and then they you know, they keep up on it for a little bit, and then they just don't, you know, they fall through and fucking go back to their old habits. And I was saying something like, you know, if we really do have only 2 years left to live, what are you going to do with this 2 years? You know, you have you lived the life you want to live yet? Do you want to fucking go out where you are, or do you want to fucking be something better?
Right.
That's what New Year's resolutions are all about.
An object that stays at rest, i.e. your lazy ass on the couch, tends to remain at rest, i.e. continuing to be lazy on the couch. If you're not doing anything, you're never gonna do anything. This new rap album that we're doing is going to blow minds.
I know, dude.
You singing and me rapping and hopefully Sean intermixed
there.
Between there.
Being the hype
FG
man.
Beats, Medi Dirt Merchant beats, Mark Lee, my brother, beats, Dub Hop. There's a new version of Dub Hop that the bass just fucking rumbles. It's at soundcloud.com/thejamhole. It's called Dub Hop. Check that shit out, dude. That was one of my favorite rap songs we've made. But so, like, that's what we're doing. And we're doing this podcast, and we do the Hotbox, and then we have day jobs. And, you know, we do stuff. Web design. I'm fixing computers now. Fuck, dude.
Oh, man.
So you got to keep moving. Got to do stuff.
Our chat is so funny right now.
That's cool.
It's great.
Love it.
Really, wow.
So, resolutions. New Year's.
I wrote down in the show notes that my resolutions are real simple. I'm not going out of my way to fucking change my whole life. All right? I'm not stupid. I'm not going to say, oh, I'm going to quit smoking because I know I won't. I don't make shallow promises to myself. My New Year's resolutions were just, you know, listen better, fucking watch things more, take everything in, have a better perspective, you know, just get that all around view of life.
Right.
Love harder than I've loved before, because I'm in love with somebody that.
Well, there you go.
I'm more in love with you than I've ever been in love with anyone in my life. So I want to just keep that going. So, and I want to, you know, enrich our relationship.
Berger translated that into to give Matt more blowjobs.
I have been doing that already.
Always, so. Yes. Hey.
Is that a high five?
Scoot over for that one.
Yeah.
IRL high five.
How was that the other night? Huh?
That was pretty wicked.
Monday night, what happened?
That was awesome.
Why don't you just tell me what happened?
We totally got down, right? And then... went to
so
bed.
What we did, we had six.
Right,
right.
Had six. And then...
You blew your load, I blew my load, we were totally cool.
Right. Sleep mode.
Right, sleep mode.
Right. So...
and like a couple hours later, I'm out.
I'm still awake, like kind of rubbing cock, right, with my hand. And I hear her kind of sleeping, right? So I take her hand and arm and I grab it and I put it onto my cock. And then I grab her arm that is connected to the hand of hers.
Right, right.
That is on my cock. And right. I start moving it, like, in a upward, downward motion, like this. So
like
jerking
it.
I'm jerking myself off via your arm and hand.
And I am totally asleep.
And you're right, right.
Just
so,
in dreamland, la la.
So I was going to just pretty much... do that until I busted my load once more into your hand, and then I was going to resume my sleep mode. About halfway into that, you wake up, and you're like, what the fuck?
I didn't say one word.
No words, but it was
the
kind
look
of a...
like, what are you doing with
why
my
am
hand?
I jerking you off? I don't recall this. And so, proceeds, not even one word, proceeds... to just go on downtown and gets it done. Sleep mode resumed.
Did I even get up to spit anything out?
Fuck no. Like a champ.
Just down the hatch
go.
And back
another
to bed.
Another high five. If we can have a repeat of that tonight, I'll be...
that was here. Like...
that's my New Year's resolution, is to get my dick sucked more.
No,
there you
that
go.
Cannot be your New Year's resolution.
There you go.
No.
R.A. said it.
No.
Therefore it is.
No, I disagree with this.
Good thing it ain't your New Year's resolution. Then,
so seriously,
it?
What are your resolutions? Do you
I
have
don't,
anything
I don't
planned
do that.
For
no.
the year?
I live in the moment, each and every moment.
That's why my resolutions are so easy.
Maybe I'll smoke more pot. I don't know. No. To make... my resolution is to make great rap music for everyone to enjoy, and to try the best I can to just give as much of it away for free as I can.
Hmm. Well, I guess our combined
which will not,
resolution should be something along the lines of shut up for a second and take what we can out of life and put it out here for you guys. Better. More.
And that also.
More and better. And... dude, I think we do a good job of that. So
right.
We just keep on chugging. Fucking.
But I was going to say, pretty sure this album, the third one, is not going to be free because of how expensive some of these beats were. Right? How long did I make payments on that for?
A long time.
8 months? Dude, fuck. So much money.
So. Your New Year's resolution.
The jam hole.
New Year's resolution should be to get our wedding rings made within the year.
Okay, well, how about you find a New Year's resolution that's not going to set us back, like, thousands of dollars?
It won't be that bad if we spread it out over the whole year.
Right. $100 a month? No prob.
No, well, I'll have this other check coming in, and our fans will be more generous because they love us and donate more. You all want to see us get married, right?
Ed Bland says...
The only way
says,
I'm getting married is if I have a fat ring, so...
Ed, yeah, that's not going to happen. Ed Bland says, when I used to be married, I used to wake my wife up every weekend entering her. But then she left. Are you going to leave if I keep doing that? If you keep waking up, unbeknownst to you, jerking myself off?
Did you ban the guy that called me fat?
Maybe.
Did you?
It wasn't that. He was just being a D-bag.
He was.
I don't have time for that right now. Maybe later.
So who?
Just for 10 minutes.
That's pretty funny, though.
Just a little time out. Hey.
You lecture me when I ban people. Well, and I wasn't even banning him, and he was being a real jerk to me, bro. So.
No. Listen. You ban any female that's like, ooh, he's cute.
Banned.
So that's... This kid was just being a fucking jerk off for... Just jerk off sick.
Yeah, even you know, even as harsh just, as it's just being, a little, I wasn't even
it's a 10-minute timeout to just really take a step back, just stop, take a step back,
you know what?
And reassess.
I cannot call her fat and then ask to see her boobs. That's just not nice.
Reassess the situation. The sitch.
Oh yeah, dude. That was we haven't had anybody in the chat be that fucking ruthless in a while.
Yeah, no. It's cool.
Telling me he killed his cat and
I don't know, just being like randomly dumb. Anyway,
he's gonna
so,
kill our cat.
New Year's resolution, right?
Kill you, motherfucker.
How about get divorced?
No, dude.
Is that a good New Year's resolution?
No, because I want to get married to you.
Shut up. While lose weight is probably on many people's lists of New Year's resolutions, like everybody, especially Dana
of
the Jam Holes. You fat fucking cow. Some people are vowing to shed more than 100 pounds, not in a gym, but in a divorce courtroom. 100 British pounds. Quote, a lot of people want to begin the new year anew, says family law attorney Catherine Dickerson of Vienna, who is making fucking bank right now, I bet.
Yeah.
Divorce lawyers? Oh, man, that's the biz, right? Yeah. Everyone gets divorced, right?
I was watching Divorce Court today.
There you go. Whole channel dedicated to that bullshit.
And it's just like black couple, and they are arguing over who's being the worst parent. And all the
right.
shit. It was so
you
stupid.
Were
the chick was suing him for like $3,000 because he says that he works like all the time, 10 to 12 hours a day, and she's like, he don't produce no motherfucking money. So he's like, she will follow me when I'm on a business call, you know, just to hear if I'm doing anything. He said that he went to the bathroom on a business call, and he was in the bathroom, and he opens the door to come out, and she's like leaned against the fucking door. And he's like, I don't know, it was really great. She's like, he ain't got no fucking time for the motherfucking kids. He can't change no motherfucking diaper. I gotta get up and do that shit every night because he's up working. He ain't fucking working. He's talking on the phone and diddling his dick. That's what he's doing. He ain't doing shit.
The way your head nods while your lazy eye, like, it is so amazing. That was, I hope you
that's
guys
how
watched
they look,
that live.
Dude.
I
that's hope, how they look. You
I hope
do
you
like
saw
that.
That live.
Like,
that
ever watch that show Meet the Browns or whatever? They're stupid.
The Cleveland show?
No. This is, like, on in the morning on...
Is it seriously called Meet the Browns?
Yes.
I met the Browns
we'll find
earlier
a YouTube
today.
Clip, and you will have to see it because I... They seriously like, y'all don't know what you'll be talking about. This is my shit. And, I'm Mr. Brown.
That's
I'm
so
wearing
awesome.
This bright pink fucking jumpsuit thing that shows off my penis. Seriously,
nice.
Dude. Like, they don't, like, they act so ignorant and so stupid and they're fucking playing
well,
into this.
They have a show,
stuff.
Though.
But
is that what you have to do?
To the stereotypical fucking dumb black people. Like, seriously.
Is this
you,
a comedy
you look
show?
Ignorant. Yeah, it's a comedy show. But, dude,
well,
seriously?
There you go.
I, but the wife's a teacher.
You over-exaggerate the... For in real life, IRL.
No, but
just
it's
online.
Just, you know,
on
just,
Facebook, I'm a teacher.
It's just, you know, when I see that shit on TV... Just, I don't know, dude. Just blows my mind. Especially in divorce court. Okay, that was like real life. Like,
so that's what people's New Year's resolutions are. Get divorced.
Unhappy, bad daddy.
Unhappy couples often try to endure the Christmas holiday, and that's when we have news stories of fools rolling up into fools' houses and busting shots off. You know, they try to endure that, or Maybe they just don't and they get caught up in the crossfire. But,
I don't know.
Quote, they've resolved to themselves they're not going to spend the holidays next year as they did this year. I will never again, Alice, never again put you through the ringer. Men are more likely than women to begin divorce proceedings early in 2011. Women are tired. They're let down. The stress is over. Women, why are you all tired and let down and haggard?
Because we
looking?
Have to wake up and suck
women,
your penises why? In the middle of the night.
Not getting
we
enough
don't get
beauty
no goddamn
sleep.
Sleep.
Well, what you're supposed to do,
semen.
You're supposed to then take the semen and spit it out and put it all over your face. And that makes up for the missed beauty sleep. Does wonders. Just, I'm 43.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
No, you're not. If you were, I would not be dating you.
Women are tired. They're let down. The stress is over, and they just want to breathe for a little bit. For men, they've gotten through the holidays. We've plowed through it. They've maintained the image of a family for as long as they could, and they're ready to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
What do you... No, there is no moving forward. That's it. You get married, you have kids, you retire, you die. There is no more moving forward. That's all. And if you don't want to die, guess what? Don't have kids.
Some people do that.
Don't have kids.
That's their outlook on life. That's
stop
what they
the cycle.
Were raised to do. That's what they think they should do. That's,
we cracked the code.
I know.
That's,
we're amazing.
That is the code. If you don't want to get to the end of the code, take out a piece. We're
like
not having
ovary.
Kids. We're never going to die.
Take out a piece like an ovary.
Or that. Sure. I meant take that it works. Out in the metaphorical sense, but thank you for that image.
I took it out physically.
Getting
it's
a
cool.
cock chopped off.
No, dude, well, that's just what some people do. And
the
yeah.
winter weather often exacerbates tension in a struggling relationship.
Yep. Because it's depressing.
Fucking
winter's depressing.
A. And then, like, your spouse, like, they do that thing
they
that you just fucking hate.
Something.
And you just want to, like, knock them the fuck out.
What do I do?
You just want to be like, shut hate. Up. Just shut up.
Yeah.
Unless we're recording, shut
you
up.
You do that sometimes.
Shut up. I know,
oh,
and I feel bad because sometimes it slips and I actually say it. And then instantly, as soon as I say it, I'm like, ah, fuck, I shouldn't have said that. I think there's two
you're
times.
To think about what you're saying.
There's
I like
two
this.
Times that I can really look back on where you were doing something and I just out of the blue, I was like, shut up. And instantly I was like, fuck. That was not
getting laid.
The correct answer.
No, but you used to really be mean to me and not think about what you said before you said it. Like,
yeah,
you
well,
would say really hurtful things.
I, I've
be
turned
very nice.
30.
Like, I could have been dating that dumb guy in the chat, pretty much.
I'm mature now. I'm 30.
Oh, yeah?
I'm moving
I
forward.
I would like to go ahead and say thank you. I appreciate
you're welcome.
You being more conscious of having a girlfriend.
Hey, thank October 22nd, 1980.
Meh.
Born to be a man, fucks like a champ. That is so amazing. I can't believe that. I'm flattered. Thank you, whoever
I'm
did
not.
That. I know.
Thank you.
Yeah, I could have done without the eat shit Dana part.
If it just said Matt Lee fucks like a champ,
can
I
say
been, like cool
that tonight's episode is probably going to be named Eat Shit Dana?
No.
Can it?
No.
It's going to be Matt fucks like a champ.
No.
No? Okay.
No.
The winter weather, right. Exacerbates these poor relationships. People stay indoors. When people stay indoors, they tend to wear on each other faster. They tend to sit there and put on weight.
Well, because it's depressing, like I said before, and when you're in like our age,
mm-hmm.
with
when
a
you
normal
get more
couple,
mature,
a normal couple, they would be like, something's missing in our
and
life.
And when you're 30, it's a baby. That's
yep.
what's missing.
That's
see,
what
we're
happened.
Not, that's not missing. That's not
get
in our
a cat.
Plan. We got a kitty. Done. Dickerson says she believes the bad economy has likely resulted in couples staying together longer than they'd like to. I can't make it out here in this cold, harsh reality alone. We have to pool our resources and work together to pay this ridiculous rent. Who is paying more than like $800 a month for rent? Because that is crazy.
I was paying
crazy.
Like $710 in Florida for a fucking duplex.
And honestly, if I didn't pay $425 a month for rent, I probably wouldn't be able to have a dedicated server that I pay for and a show like this, you know?
Really?
So, yeah. I mean, if I had to pay, you know, like an $800 a month rent, like most people,
well,
there's
yeah.
that money. That's gone. And you don't, you know, we barely make it as is. So, it's crazy. I hope, though, that when it does get better, everyone that's listened to this show, since it wasn't better, when everything was crap and we all wanted to kill ourselves, and you remember that. And you go to thejamhole.com/donate, and you send us a fitty.
And maybe I'll show you a titty.
Yeah, there you go. Rhyme. You don't know. Maybe.
Maybe not.
People have lost jobs. They've been very uncertain. They couldn't afford to move out. Ironically, as the economy improves, she anticipates more marriages will end. Now that the economy is slowly getting better, despite what everyone may feel, I'm going to get rich and retire off of all of your misery. The end. So. What would you
do for a Klondike bar?
Okay. We're talking about Milwaukee and how it is the most drunkest city, yes?
Drunkest. Is that a
city.
Word?
The city of
the
drunks.
The most drunk city.
Can we change that on their license plate? Can it just be the city of drunk and drunk will be spelled wrong with a backwards K? Like all written in crayon?
Dunk.
A Wisconsin man here in Milwaukee, he has earned bragging rights as the champion liar of 2010. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready for the line that won it all? Just brought it home? Quote, I almost had a psychic girlfriend, but she left me before we met.
Oh!
Boom!
Fucking blew my mind!
Mind fucked.
Oh god, dick and ear just
is
done.
This guy a mind freak?
Yeah.
Is that Chris Angel?
He's like, have you watched Dinner for Schmucks? He's like that dude.
That was such a great movie.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I enjoyed that movie.
It's like I use my mind powers.
I use my mind bullets. I almost, dude, you should have seen this chick. Dude. Like a champ.
Duderson.
Just banging. She was a psychic. She left me before we even met. But, dude, you should have fucking seen her. David Mills, 49. Like, this is for real shit. He told the AP he came up with the one-liner over the summer when he was joking around with colleagues. He thought it might be good enough to win the Burlington Liars Club annual contest. But the call he received Wednesday was still a surprise. Quote, I was just shocked when I heard I won. Hey, it's a resume builder. I'm going to put this on my resume. Burlington Liars Club, 2010. Most prestigious liar. About 500 entries came in this year. This club, this Liars Club, if you will, started in 1929 as a lighthearted way to honor the creativity and humor of good exaggeration. Hey, who's good at exaggeration?
I am.
Fuck, yeah.
We
dude, we are the absolute most 125% best at exaggeration.
Like, seriously, I fucking the best died.
In the universe.
Well, yeah.
We are the best at exaggeration.
Of course.
In the universe. Not exaggerating. Promise. A lifetime membership.
So... normal.
Horrible. A lifetime membership costs $1, but anyone can submit fibs for free. Hey, money for nothing and fibs for free.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Dude. Oh, God.
That is the greatest. Weird Al. What the fuck, man? He should have been all over that. About 500 entries came in this year from around the country, with most from the Midwest. Club Vice President Ed Impin said he and two other judges sifted through the entries this week and each made a top 10 list. Mitz's entry was the only one that made all three lists. It had, quote, it had all three of the things we think are important. It's fairly short, humor is very important, and it's timely. The runners-up included this line from Ellen Everts of New London, quote, my luck is so bad that if I bought a cemetery, people would stop dying. That's... And another one, my neighbor's scarecrow was so good... How good was he, man? He was so good that the crows brought back the corn they stole last year.
Oh my god! You're an idiot.
The Liars Club is based in Burlington, a town of 15,000 people, about 35 miles southeast of Milwaukee, southwest of Milwaukee. It has almost 2,500 members around the world.
Interesting.
Cool. So.
So.
We're doing a New Year's Eve show.
Yep.
That's awesome. We have a little party.
That is pretty awesome. Excited to have a party. TheJamHole.com/forums. Join. Stay in touch.
Fuck yeah. Follow us on Facebook. That way you know when the shows go live.
That's right.
Follow us on Twitter. We post there.
Post everywhere. Tumblr, Twitter, everywhere. Facebook, Postress.
Dude, I use my ping bot and it's like boom, boom, boom.
Tumblr,
boom,
Twitter,
boom.
Facebook, Postress, MySpace, Google Buzz.
Oh, yeah, you do that, huh?
Yeah, buddy. Gotta let my moms read what's up, what's goin's ons. TheJamHole.com/music, free rap album, The Rap Music Project. And check out SoundCloud.com/TheJamHole. That's where that dub pop track's at. That's the only place that dub pop track is right now. So,
and I guess if you guys are looking for me on Facebook and you don't really know my name.
Dana Whidden.
Danny. But on Facebook, it's Dana, D-A-N-A, Whidden, W-H-I-D-D-E-N. It's hidden.
That's right.
Behind a W.
And I'm Matt Lee, and this is The Jam Hole, episode 441. Thank you.
Thank
406-204-4687. Leave us a message. Email info@thejamhole.com. Make sure you're subscribed in iTunes. And we'll see you guys Friday for Happy New Year.
Fucking A.
Peace out.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.